Now is the time for scripture reading. Today we will be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. We will read first in Chinese and then in English. 现在是主日读经的时间，我们今天所要读的经文是哥林多前书三章一到九节。我们会先 读一遍中文，再读一遍英文。请起立 ，Please rise for scripture reading. 请，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。 Let us read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 through 9. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? And are you not walking like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not mere men? What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now, he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Please remain standing. Let us pray. 请保持站立，我们一同祷告。Our Heavenly Father, we give you praise, for you are worthy of all praise and worship and adoration. Today we stand before you and pronounce you the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we are going to now receive your message. Give us ears to hear and a heart to receive. Lord, may your word be a blessing to us and glorify yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. 请坐。接下来我们请萧牧师证道。今天证道的主题是教会，教会。We are now going to invite Pastor Xiao to give the message, and today's message is teaching the church.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是教会退休会的日子，大部分的弟兄姐妹在这个周末是在 Biola University 参加教会的退休会。
This is a special Sunday. Due to our church retreat at Biola, many of our brothers and sisters are not here today.
所以今天在这边崇拜起侍奉的同工们，他们的年龄又更低了一些，感谢神。
Praise God that through this opportunity, we can involve young adults in serving the Lord together.
另外，今天的聚会就只有这一堂的崇拜，我们的主日学暂停一次，也没有午餐的供应。 那么下周起，一切就恢复正常。
Also, this service will be the only service today, and the Sunday school is canceled. There will also be no supply of lunch. Next Sunday, we will return to the normal schedule.
若是你是今天第一次来到我们教会当中的朋友，我们在主里面诚挚的欢迎你。那么你可以透过程序单，或者是等一下向招待领取教会的简介，来知道我们各项聚会的时间。
If you are a newcomer, we welcome you to our church. You can get to know the time of our Sunday services and weekly fellowships through the bulletin or church brochure that you can obtain from the ushers.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，在这个恭敬崇拜你的时间，我们借着我们的祷告，再次将我们的心带到你的面前。求主让我们能够有一个专心的心来聆听你的话语，也求圣灵引导帮助我们，能够将你的道实践在我们的生活当中，在我们的教会里头。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。不晓得大家看我定的这个题目会不会好奇应该怎么念，刚刚逸轩有试着念了一下。
As you look at the slides for today's sermon, I wonder if you're curious about how to read the title.
其实呢，第一个教是破音字了哈，是教书的教，所以题目应该说是教会教会。
It's the same word repeated twice, but it can actually mean teaching the church.
为什么会这样定呢？这跟我们今天要看到的经文有关，这是出自于哥林多前书第三章的经文。
I named it this because it is related to the scriptures we will be looking at today. Today's passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们都知道哥林多教会是一个恩赐很多很多，但是同时问题也是很多很多的教会。
The Corinthian church is a church with many gifts but many problems.
从保罗他写给哥林多的信来看，有时候我们不禁会怀疑。
From the letter written by Paul, sometimes we can't help but suspect.
这个教会，它还算是个教会吗？怎么有这么多的问题？
Does this church still qualify as a church? How does it have so many problems?
保罗前前后还，圣经里面有两卷，哥林多前书，哥林多后书，怎么好像怎么教都教不会？
Both 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians are full of teachings. Is it because no matter how many times you repeat a teaching, the church will not learn?
有时候实在看了让人非常无奈，只能感叹教会啊，教会。
Sometimes it is so helpless that all we can do is sigh, church, oh church.
但是我们也不能够否认，许多的问题它并没有随着时代的变迁而得到改善，很有可能在今天的教会当中仍然持续上演着。
However, we cannot deny that these problems have not improved with the changes of the times and can still be present in churches today.
假如我们身处在这样的一个教会里头，还真的有可能不知道应该如何去面对。
If we are in such a church, we really don't know how we should face it.
今天我们就从哥林多前书三章来分享，请大家就翻开圣经到我们刚刚念的地方，哥林多前书三章，我们要看的经文是出自于第三章的一节到第十五节的内容。
The verses I share today will be from 1 Corinthians 3, 1 to 15. Please turn there in your Bibles.
我们看见保罗当时他并没有放弃这个有问题的教会。
We can see that Paul did not give up on this problematic church.
因为他深深的知道，
because he truly knew
他自己的身份，
his own identity,
神所交付给他的责任，
the responsibilities God has given to him,
以及神对教会的心意，
and God's intentions for the church.
所以他不厌其烦的劝勉着哥林多教会，
so he tirelessly advised the Corinthian church.
在哥林多前书三章九节，保罗说道：因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, Paul said, For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
今天我就以神的同工、神的田地 以及神的房屋这三个方向来和大家一起分享。
Today I will share with you in these three aspects: God's coworkers, God's field, and God's building.
我们不单单要看保罗他如何教导这个教会，同时我们要一面来思考我们自己如何身处在教会当中，来成为一个好的同工。
As we observe how Paul teaches the church, we also need to think about how we can grow in the church and become good co-workers.
我们一起来看经节，我来念一到五节。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
And I, brethren, cannot speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not mere men?What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one.
在经文的一开始，保罗说出来了，哥林多教会当中的人出了问题。
In the beginning, Paul says that the men in the church at Corinth had a problem.
他出了什么样的问题呢？
What's wrong?
按着保罗的说法，是他们长不大。这个当然不是指他们的身体没有在长，而是指他们在灵里面没有跟着一起成长。
According to Paul, the problem is that they're not growing. This, of course, is not saying that the people are not growing physically, but is referring to how the people are not growing together spiritually.
一个人他信主之后，他信主的那个时间开始，就像从属灵里面刚刚生出来的一个小 baby， 他需要不断不断的来成长。
After a person believes in the Lord, they are like a newborn baby and need to grow continuously.
我们可以试着想象，小 baby 看起来非常非常的可爱，但是当他三岁了还不会走路，五岁了还在喝奶包着尿布，这个时候就不可爱，做父母的会非常非常的担心。
We can imagine, a newborn baby looks very cute, but when he's 5 years old and still drinks milk, wears diapers, and is just learning to walk,This is no longer cute, and parents should be worried.
为什么保罗会这样说他们呢？
Why would Paul say this about them?
那是因为他们没有一个成长的表现，他们在教会里面仍然有嫉妒纷争。
Because they are not showing development, jealousy and strife are present in the church instead.
主要的关键是在于他们彼此之间分党结派。
The main key is that the people are divided into different groups.
有人说自己是属保罗的，有人说自己是属亚波罗的。
Some say they are of Paul. Others say that they are of Apollos.
保罗称这种人不像个教会，比较像当时的社会一样。他两次的重复说道：“岂不和世人都一样了吗？”
Paul says that these people are less like a church and more like the society of the time. Paul emphasizes that there is no difference between the world and the Corinthian church.
那么在西区教会，我们的教会当中，我们要不要看到这样的情形呢？
Of course, we don't want this to happen in CBC WLA.
每个月在守主餐的时候，王牧师时常提醒着我们，不要再有分别了。
During the Lord's Supper every month, Pastor Wong often reminds us to not have any more divisions.
因为我们所领的是同一个饼，我们都是从基督里而重生得救的人，所以不要再有分别，不要再像社会一样。
This is because we are all taking the same bread, and we are all born out of Christ and saved again. We shouldn't have any more differences. We shouldn't be the same as society.
社会它有派系的分别，有山头的分别，有政党、肤色、种族、语言、省级、阶级等等的分别，要分实在太容易分了。
In society, there are many different distinctions that cause different factions. There are racial, territory, political, ethnicity, language, cultural, and status distinctions.
但是在主的教会里面，我们不可以有这样的分别，否则和社会真的没有什么两样。
However, in the Church of the Lord, we cannot have such differences. Otherwise, we really just are like society.
从另外一个角度来想，一个身为侍奉神的人，我们也要避免去期待被某些人捧在手中的那样的虚荣，那种心里面暗暗窃喜，那种自我良好的感觉。
From another point of view, as a person who serves God, we must also avoid chasing after people's compliments.
我们要非常谨慎，我们必须像保罗一样，能够亲自站出来告诫教会说，你们不可以这样做。
We have to be very careful. We must, like Paul, come forward and tell the church, you cannot do this.
因为我们必须认清自己的身份，我们只是一个执事。
Because we must recognize our own identity as a servant.
这个执事原文的意思是执行他人命令的人，特别是指自己的主人的命令。那么我们直接想，就是在讲一个奴仆、奴役，一个做随从的人。
The meaning of the original word servant means a slave, a follower, a person who performs the command of others, especially the command of his master.
我们无论是在哪一个岗位上服侍神的人，都要像在路加福音十七章十节里面耶稣所说到的，你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。
No matter where we serve the Lord, we need to serve as it says in Luke 17:10. So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves, we have done only that which we ought to have done.
接下来的经文从第六节到第九节讲到，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
The next verses from 6 to 9, Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
当纠正了哥林多教会的人他们对于保罗、对于亚波罗的身份的这看法之后，保罗说到，他们这些同工们对教会所付出、所摆上的，就像是田里面的农夫一般，他们辛苦耕耘、栽种，还有浇灌。
After Paul addressed the Corinthian church about this issue of disunity within the church, Paul said that what they gave and contributed to the church was like a farmer in the fields. They worked hard and planted water.
田地是一个很容易明白的名词，就像一个农地里面有栽种一些果树，最终会有作物，农作物可以从田地里面收成的一块土地。
Field is an easily understood term. It is like agricultural lands, orchards, or really just any land where crops can be harvested.
保罗在这边做了这样的比喻，就是要表达教会是神要我们为他来耕耘的一块田地。
Paul uses this simile to express how God wants us to cultivate the field or the church for Him.
能够让人的心如同好土一般 因着神的道来生出好的果子。
We need to nurture good soil in people's hearts so that through the word of God, they can produce good fruit.
借着这个比喻，我们一起来想一下。
Let's ponder this metaphor together.
好比我们在家里的后院有一堆荒废的土，干土，还有一整包的种子，然后还有一个水源，我们就说有一个水龙头好了。
If in a backyard you have a pile of extra soil, a whole pack of seeds, and a source of water, for example, there's a water faucet.
光是这三样的东西，你在那边放了一整年，它还是仍然这三样东西：一包土，一包种子，还有一个水龙头。
And if you leave them there for a full year, they will still be these three things: soil, seeds, and water.
即便是在种子里面，这个神所创造的种子里面，它有多复杂的、多精密的 DNA， 它最终能够绽放出来多么美丽的花朵，或是多么甜美的果实，那么你还是看不到，还是吃不到。
Even though these seeds, with their intricate DNA that God created, has potential to bloom, become beautiful flowers, or bear sweet fruits, you will not see anything nor eat anything by just leaving the seeds there.
但是你若是愿意来把地整理一下，在适当的地方、适当的距离放几颗种子，偶尔过去浇浇水。
But if you are willing to place a few seeds carefully in the proper place and occasionally pour water on it,
不用一年，只需要几个礼拜的时间，你过去看就可以看到那个苗已经长出来了。
In not a year, but within a few weeks, you'll see some seedlings sprouting out.
那是一个新的生命。
This is a new life.
是一株花也好，是一个果树也好，它时候到了就可以有收成。
Whether a flower or a fruit tree, when it's time, you can harvest.
时候到了，你一定可以看到神在这颗种子里面他奇妙的创造。
You will definitely be able to see God's wonderful creation through the seed.
相信有同样经验的人，你们一定很能够认同保罗在这边所说的：“我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神使它生长。”
I believe that those of you who have experienced not producing any good results will agree with Paul when he says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth.
我们当中，有人曾经带人信主的，一路陪着他，在教会透过各样的方式栽种他、浇灌他，看到神在这个人面前，在这个人生命里头那个焕然一新，并且开花结实的这些弟兄姐妹们。
Some of us once brought people to believe in God and led them to stay with Him all the way. Through irrigation and planting, we can see how God has changed the lives of our brothers and sisters in our church so that they would bloom and produce good fruit.
愿我们每个人都能够像保罗所说的，栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
Are we willing to follow Paul as an example and also say, So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth?
这是保罗再一次的提到，我算不了什么，亚波罗也算不了什么。那么第一次提到的时候是在第五节。
This is where Paul mentions again about how he and Apollos are nothing. The first time is in verse 5.
他真的是要让哥林多人对于这个人的崇拜、人的敬仰能够降到最低、最低。
Paul really wants to teach the Corinthians how to minimize their worship of humans.
真的，人算得了什么呢？人所做的工能算得了什么呢？
Truly, what is so admirable about a person? What can a man do?
我们所做的本是我们应分做的。
We have done only that which we ought to have done.
但是，即便如此，保罗、亚波罗他们仍然栽种。仍然浇灌。
But even so, Paul and Apollos are still planting and they are still watering.
因为他们不愿意神的田地荒芜下去，他们愿意辛勤的去耕耘，也愿意将一切工作的结果交在神的手中，归荣耀给神。
They worked hard because they didn't want God's field to be barren. They were willing to surrender all their work into God and give glory to Him.
教会需要有栽种的人，有浇灌的人，能够彼此分工，按着不同的恩赐彼此服事。
The church needs people who plant and people who water. We need to distribute the work and serve others according to our different gifts.
保罗许多的恩赐我们比较熟悉，而亚波罗的恩赐在使徒行传十八章、十九章的一开始有稍微提到过。
We are all pretty familiar with Paul's talents, and as for Apollos, his gifts are mentioned a little in the book of Acts.
那边描述到亚波罗他生长在亚历山大，是一个有学问、他有口才的，他最能讲解圣经，而且他有能力来驳倒犹太人，引圣经来证明耶稣是基督。
He was born in Alexandria and was well taught and eloquent. He could best explain the Bible. He was extremely capable refuting the Jews and introducing the Bible to prove that Jesus is Christ.
但是保罗、亚波罗两个却仍然愿意一起同工，因为他们知道自己的身份，也知道神的心意，还有神的主权。
Paul and Apollos worked together because they knew their identity, they knew God's will, and they knew God's sovereignty.
他们能够一起同工，就像是在以弗所书四章所说到那个百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
They worked together as Paul described in Ephesians 4.From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
我们要注意到它的前提是在连在连于元首基督，是以耶稣为元首，并且全身都靠着他联络得合适。
Note that before growth, we need to have Jesus as our head and the church connected to the head and working together as a body.
教会就像是神的田地，神把一切都预备好了。
The church is like God's field, and God has everything ready.
需要的是肯下田工作的工人，让我们就学习保罗与亚波罗，他们能够分工合作。
Now the field needs workers. Let us imitate Paul and Apollos.
在这块田地上面，每一个人都愿意尽上本分。辛勤耕耘，将人带到神的面前。
In this field, everyone should be willing to do their part and work diligently to bring people to the Lord.
而且每一个人心里面都知道，这是神的工，我们不邀功，彼此谦卑的服侍，来只见元首基督。
On top of that, everyone should know that this is God's work and should not take credit for the work.We need to serve each other in humility with our head Jesus Christ as our only focus.
这样子我们就能够让这一块神的田地里面百花齐放，百果齐熟。这便是我们在神面前所能得着最大的赏赐。
This way, we can make this empty field flourish and bear fruit. This is a great reward we can receive from God.
最后我们要看的是第三点，神的房屋。
Lastly, let us look at the third point, God's building. Into verse 15.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外，没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木合接在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过的一样。
According to the grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each man's work will be evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
这边我们很清楚地看到，神的房屋包括了两个部分，一个是它的根基，另外一个部分是它上面所建造的工程。
Here it is very clear that the building of God consists of two parts. One is the foundation, and the other is the work above the foundation.
保罗所讲到的根基，正如他在哥林多前书第一章、第二章曾经提过的。
The foundation that Paul talks about is the same foundation as the one he mentions in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2.
哥林多前书一章十七节讲到，基督差遣我，原不是为施浸，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17 says, For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ would not be made void.
第二章二节讲到，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2, For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
No man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
当看到了保罗的榜样，我们应该也要明白，在弟兄姐妹当中，我们在立的是哪样的根基。
When we look at Paul's example, we should be aware of what foundation we are laying among our brothers and sisters.
只有这个根基稳固了，房子才不会倒塌。
Only if the foundation is stable, the house will not collapse.
只有传主耶稣基督和他被钉十字架，我们才是立根基在那样坚固的磐石之上。
Only by preaching Jesus Christ and his crucifixion, our foundation is on a solid rock.
接着我们要看到的是，我们拿怎么样的建材来建造上面的工程。
The next thing to look at is,What building materials are we using to build the projects on top of the foundation?
是金银宝石那样上等的最好的材料，还是那些草木禾秸那种一烧即化的材料？
Is it gold, silver, precious stones, or other excellent material, or is it wood, hay, straw, or other materials that are instantly burned and destroyed by fire?
哥林多这个城市是一个充满了许多假神、很多异教崇拜的一个地方。
The city of Corinth is a place full of false gods and pagan worship.
它总会让我想到，亚洲许多地方，就好像台湾许多城市一样。
It always reminds me of many places in Asia, like Taiwan.
那是个庙宇缭绕，百姓们他们所崇拜的全部都是那些木头、石灰，借着人的手来雕刻出来，那个模子造出来，那种被火一烧就化掉的那些的偶像。
Temples are scattered all over the place, and many people worship wood and lime. These idols are carved by human hands, made by molds, and can easily be burned by fire.
但是，我们却总能够看到很多老百姓、平民老百姓甘愿。为他们那些假的偶像穿金戴银，有金身的菩萨，有挂满金牌的妈祖像，比比皆是。
These false gods are so easily destroyed, but people are still so willing and persistent in adorning them with gold necklaces and silver jewelry. They give the false gods their best. Gold Buddhas and matsus decorated with medals are present everywhere.
而这边完全让我们看到相反的是，我们敬拜的真神是用他的儿子这样性命的一个重价来救赎我们的神。
And what is exactly the opposite of that is that God gives us the best by sending His Son to redeem our lives.
所以外邦人是用重价来包装他们的假神，但是独一真神却是用重价来救赎有罪的人。
The world decorates their false idols with their valuables, but the one true God redeems us through the most valuable price ever, Jesus.
而且他还要住在我们里头，用他的手来雕刻我们的生命，来陶塑我们，他是陶匠，来显出那个陶匠自己的荣美，来恢复神造我们时候的样式。
And he lives in us and uses his hands to sculpt our lives and mold us to show his glory. He restores his original creation.
既然是这样，我们要用什么样的心来面对神，来面对神的教会呢？
What kind of heart do we offer to God and the church?
你是用金银宝石，还是你用的是那些草木禾秸？
Are you using gold, silver, and precious stones, or are you using wood, hay, and straw?
神的话让我们知道，每一个人的工程必然显露。主会用火一般的试验来检验个人的工程。
God's words let us know that each man's work will become evident. The Lord will use His fire to test us individually.
各位弟兄姐妹，神将他的教会托付给我。就是我们每一个人都有责任。
Brothers and sisters, God entrusts His church to us. We have our responsibility.
无论是我们是在怎么样的一个岗位上面来侍奉神，是带领小组的也好，是教主日学的也好，是平时做关怀带导工作等等，我们都是教会的一个分子。
No matter how we serve, whether it is in leading fellowship, teaching Sunday school, caring and praying for others, etc., we are all part of the church.
愿我们把最好的献上给神，来让神使用。
May we offer our best to God and let Him use us.
最后，让我们一起来复习一下今天三个重点。
Finally, let's review together.
我们都是神的同工。
We are all fellow workers of God.
我们要力求保守合一，切勿分党结派，而且绝不高举人。在做领导的角色，应当以身作则，只做主基督的奴仆。
We should strive for a unity that won't be divided by differences and give all glory to God. For those who are leaders, we should set our lives as an example and be a servant of God.
我们都是神的田地。
We are all God's field.
让我们预备好这块田地，能够为主多结果子，而且每一个人都能够辛勤的耕耘，愿神使他们都生长。
Let us prepare our hearts and be ready to bear fruit for the Lord. Everyone must work hard, but it is God who grows.
我们都是神的房屋。
We are all God's building.
让我们献上最好的材料来成为主的圣殿，并且立那个好的根基，就是在主耶稣基督里。
We should use good supplies to build up the church and establish a strong foundation in Jesus Christ.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
Dear Father, we thank you again to let us have church and in the church. May each of us to be your fellow workers, to bear much fruit, to offer our best to you and to the church, such that when you test us with fire,We can be called well done, good and faithful servant, and give all the glory to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.